After two convincing wins over New Richmond in the regular season just 5 days ago, the Cardinals, the Big Rivers Conference champions for 2026, needed to defeat the Tigers one more time to get to today's sectional semifinal against Holman. Could they do it? Romanowski taps one towards second. Love there. Throw over to first. By the first baseman. Romanowski's aboard. She'll stay at first. And a miscue there on the exchange, Lucas.
Wow. They got exactly what they wanted there.
The 1-1 pitch. This one connected
hit well.
To the outfield.
Hit well.
Hit very well, and it is going to be gone.
That's what I'm talking about, Mark.
The 0-2, and a call strike three, and the side is retired as Reisinger bounces back with two Ks to end the second. Little looper to the outfield.
Going to be down.
They're base hit for the Cardinals, and it's going to go all the way to the fence for that little looper. That was a good shot to right center field, and runners at second and third for Shaha.
I told you, Binnish has been swinging a hot bat. Take off the bunt sign and swing away. Let's go.
1-0 to Barrow from Raleigh, and she hits one high in the air. Outfield coming over, and the catch is made by the center fielder. Tag is on, and the Cardinals lead it 3-0.
There's that sack fly we love.
And this one, a little looper to second base, and pulled out of the sky by Gracie Amundson for the out. And the side is retired for New Richmond in the top of the third. This one ripped down the left field line, and it's going to be a fair ball. There's a ball low, and then firing. It's a third and a dangerous throw into the outfield, and it's going to allow the runner to score. And Geist is in, 6-0 Cardinals. Tepert hits it pretty well to right, a long run, and that's going to get out of here for Shaw. 9-0. And Benish.
There it is.
There's the single, seeing eye single between first and second, and the Cardinals grab a 10, make it 11-0 lead on the single by Benish to right. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, Barrow closes it out, and the Cards beat New Richmond 12-0 to take the D1 regional final.
And now with Toma having been surprisingly knocked out of the tournament in 10 innings by River Falls, your second-seeded Chi-High Cards are the highest remaining seed in their sectional. Today, though, they face a tough test in the team that finished second to Toma in the Mississippi Valley Conference, 18-8 Holman. It's the Vikings of Holman and the Cardinals of Chippewa Falls doing battle next in this Division I sectional semifinal softball game from Casper Park in Chippewa Falls on WOGO Sports.
Chi-High Softball is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And now, with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson and Lucas Reisinger.
WOGO, your sports station.
And good afternoon and welcome to beautiful, sunny Casper Park at Chippewa Falls for this girls' Division I sectional semifinal softball game, Chi-High and Holman. Lucas Reisinger, along with me, Mark Halverson, and we've got Carter Jager, our video producer, and also Trayton Hoym is our radio producer. One half of doubleheader because we've got the girls' Division IV sectional semifinal game going on. One seed McDonald against two seed Augusta. What a great day for softball fans like yourself, Lucas.
Casper Park is once again the place to be. If you're into softball, and even if you're not, come on out. Check it out.
18-8 Holman against 18-8 Chippewa Falls. Similar records. Holman second to Toma in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Chi-High won the BRC. The stunner, Toma knocked out by River Falls. We'll hear some comments from Jared Faraday later about that. But Shahai sets up, as we said in the open, as the highest remaining seed in this section, this group of four. Marshfield is hosting River Falls in the other game today.
Yeah, you know, I think Chippewa would be definitely favored in all of these games, but you have to play it on the field. You got to see what happens on the field. No game has ever been won on paper.
So it should be a good one as two senior pitchers, Willa Reisinger for the Cards against Gabby Stewart, the coach's daughter for the Holman Vikings. We'll hear from Coach Ken Stewart of the Vikings when we come back in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi High Sectional Semifinal Softball on WOGO Sports.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Once upon a time, a young boy was guarding sheep. He grew bored and cried, "Wolf, wolf!" The villagers all came running but found nothing.
Is your security system making you cry wolf, sending alerts for every breeze or shadow but offering little real protection? With 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, you get more than just alerts. Our advanced sensors and high-resolution cameras provide reliable, crystal-clear monitoring so you can protect your flock with confidence 24/7. And now an exclusive offer for all WOGO listeners, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today. That's 231-2000.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports. Dan Stewart is the head coach of the Holman Vikings. Holman and Chi High in this girls Division I sectional semifinal softball game. Coach, been a great season for both clubs. Great day for this semifinal game.
Oh, yeah. Really nice day out today. Chippewa's had a great year. We've had a pretty good year. So hopefully it'll be a good game today.
Certainly, people surprised that Toma, the team that won your conference, got knocked out. Chi High faced them during the season. Obviously, you did. So some great softball played in your conference this year, right?
Yeah, Toma's a very nice team. Obviously, their pitcher is going to play for the Badgers, so she's tough. Alaska's got a nice team in our conference, you know, and even the other teams are competitive. So, yeah, it's fun to play every game.
You had a 4-0 shutout over on Alaska. Are you going with the same pitcher today you did in that one?
We are. Uh-huh. We are.
Tell us about her.
Well, it's Gabby Stewart. It's my daughter. She throws a little everything, and, you know, when she hits her spots and doesn't kind of fall asleep out there, she can be tough, and, you know, she'll battle to the end, and that's kind of what she does.
How's that father-daughter coaching experience? It's a memory you guys will share forever.
It's been better the older she's gotten. The first year, her sophomore year, it was a little sketchy at times, but no, it's good. She gets that what I'm doing, and I understand that it's not easy for her, and, you know, we make it work.
What would you say is going to be the key to who advances to the sectional final?
Well, I think, you know, both teams, they'll play good defense, and when you get your opportunity to score, you're going to have to make the most of it, and hopefully that's us, and we'll see what happens.
Very good. Coach, I wish you the best today and the rest of the way. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that's the head coach of the Holman Vikings, and we'll hear from Coach Jared Faraday, co-head coach of the Cards, in 3.5 minutes. This is Chi-High Softball.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
This June Dairy Month, Gibson's Water Care would like to thank all the farmers in the area for all the products you furnish on our dinner tables. Did you know Gibson's can provide water systems for dairy and beef cows for better health and production? If your cows aren't happy, call the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, American-made products. Affordable options with no long-term contracts. Go online to gibsonswatercare.com for your free in-home or barn water analysis.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design-build professionals.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heath at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 18 Cenex locations. Knock one out of the park with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Don't forget to fill up at our Spirit Pump, where a percentage of every sale goes toward our Chippewa Valley Athletics. Cover your bases with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud sponsors of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports, getting ready for Chi High and Holman. And we'll have that for you in just a moment, but before we go to the coaches' conversation, we want to give it its proper introduction, because our conversation with Chi High co-head coach Jared Faraday is brought to you by Gibson's Water Care. Have a conversation with Gibson's about the cleanest, most refreshing drinking water for your home or business. Schedule your free water analysis at gibsonswatercare.com. Goes to the sectional final, one step closer to State and Madison, and 12-0 over New Richmond. You guys did a good job, no letting up. You know, you'd beaten New Richmond twice before, but you took care of business, took care of it in five innings.
Yeah, I mean, I thought overall it was one of the better games we'd played all year as far as all three areas. You know, Willa hitting that home run in the first inning really kind of gave us the spark offensively, and then we were able to kind of put some more pressure on him offensively and made him throw the ball around a little bit, right? And that, you know, that always leads to some good things. And then pitching and defense were solid, like it's been most, you know, most of the year for us. So, yeah, hopefully we can continue that tonight.
I mean, the surprise from Thursday was Toma losing in 10 innings to the BRC's River Falls. You just never know in this game of softball, do you?
You don't. And, I mean, like I've said for a lot of years, you know, it's never easy, and you earn everything you get in softball games, and especially in the postseason. So, you know, everybody's playing their best at this time of year and are going to give you everything they got. And, you know, River Falls is doing a lot of really good things. I said that throughout the season. You know, their JV team was the best JV team our JV's played all year. And their varsity, you could just see they do things the right way. And so I won't say it didn't surprise me, but it didn't shock me, though, either. You know, so I knew they were doing a lot of good things. And so really cool thing for the Big Rivers.
But today, the team that finished second in the Mississippi Valley Conference, Holman, your opponent, coach's daughter's who you're going to face. She shut out Onalaska the other day.
Yeah, and, you know, we used to play Holman every year, you know, traditionally for years and years, and we haven't played them the last few years, but they are a fundamentally sound team and program. They kind of always have been. You know, they're a traditional, very strong team in the Mississippi Valley, and they do things the right way. I mean, one of their assistants, Scott, I've known him for probably 25 years, and so, yeah, I mean, there's people that have been around this game a long time over there, and, you know, they're going to put a good team out there tonight.
So, Jared, key to victory for your team would be what?
I think offense again, right? I mean, if we can hit the ball like we're kind of capable of hitting, that really releases that extra pressure pitching and defense, you know, which have been our strengths all year. But, you know, if our offense can come again and put a lot of pressure on them, then we're going to probably be in pretty good shape.
Very good. Wish you the best, and go Cards.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Co-head coach Jared Faraday, we're getting closer to the first pitch. Chi High and Holman coming next on WOGO Sports.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at wheatongrain.com.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
When you're dealing with one of life's biggest financial decisions, you deserve a trusted expert, not just an agent. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I've lived here my whole life and served this community as a realtor for over 26 years. I'd be honored to help with your next home sale or purchase. Holly Bovee and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors are names you know, names you trust, right here in our community. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovee.com.
Public address announcer Dave Hansen now with the introduction of both teams, starting with the Holman Vikings. Let's listen on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls.
The first baseman, Kaylee Musser. Batting fourth, number seven, the catcher, Abelie Euler. Batting fifth, number 23, the left fielder, Cindy Tokos. Batting sixth, number 20, number 13, the pitcher, Gabby Spears. Batting seventh, number 11, the designated player, Whitney Spears. Batting eighth, number three, the right fielder, Harper Tangblad. Batting ninth, number nine, the third baseman, Caitlin Weiss. And the center field flex for Holman, number one, McKenna McHugh. Other members of the Vikings are number four, Abby Hoffman. Number five, Ellie Adams. Number six, Avery LaFleur. Number 12, Abby Moling. And number 14, Allison Fainter. Head coach of the Holman Vikings is Dan Spear. The assistant coaches are Scott Clifford, Brian Kudin, Jamie Okuska, and Michelle Wentz.
And playing third.
Now for your Chippewa Falls Cardinals. Leading off, the shortstop, number three, Georgia Romanowski. Batting second, number 17, the catcher, Lauren Shepherd. Batting third, number 16, the first baseman, Lainey Hinkelman. Batting fourth, number 15, the pitcher, Willa Reisinger. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number one, Taylor Schmidt. Batting sixth, number 19, the third baseman, McKenna Bennett. Batting seventh, number five, second baseman, Gracie Amundsen. Batting eighth, number 18, the designated player, Deanna Sutherland. Batting ninth, number four, the left fielder, Delaney Barrow. And the center fielder flex for the Cardinals, number six, Kendall Musser. Other members of the Cardinals, number nine, Brooklyn Helgeson. Number eight, Zoe Darley. Number 11, Marissa Bauer. Number 12, Cameron Custer. Number 14, Scout Elwood. Number 20, Harlow Bruce. Number 21, Cameron Wiedemeyer. And number 22, McKenna Schmidt. Coaching staff for the Cardinals, the co-head coaches, Chelsea Sikora and Jared Faraday. Assistant coaches, Rich Rosenau, Kimberly Musser, Scott Peterman, and Mark Brennan. Managers, Anna Seacraw and Kieran Noir. Your umpires for today's game, assigned by the WIA behind the plate, Jeff Smith. On the bases will be Rodney Amos and Barry Smith.
All right, now let's play softball.
All right, there's public address announcer Dave Hansen here on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, as we're ticking our way towards the top. And let's get you our Wirzgala weather check, brought to you by Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Game time conditions, 81 degrees. Looking for things to drop here by 80 by 6 o'clock, 78 by 7. Again, sunshine and winds only about 6 miles an hour. This has been the Wirzgala Weather Check, brought to you by Wirzgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Whatever the Wisconsin weather brings, make sure your home stays comfortable with the pros at Wirzgala. They just finished up a plumbing project at our house. Very important after a flood we had way back on Groundhog Day. And so grateful to them and their great work. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. All right, Willa Reisinger, let's get her pitching numbers for you. And the Cardinal defense, Willa, 73.1 innings pitched, a 9-4 record, given up 53 hits, 28 runs, 21 earned, 83 strikeouts, 30 walks, a 2.005 ERA. Her dad, Lucas, is our color analyst. So how about it? How's Willa feeling? She looked calm, cool, and collected there, standing out on the third baseline.
She's ready to go.
All right, very good.
Our Dugout Smile Cam is brought to you by Metropolis Resort and Action City in Eau Claire. It's constant smiles in fun of Metropolis Resort and Action City with an arcade, trampoline park, ninja warrior course, go-karts, laser tag, mini golf, a water park, and so much more, plus on-site restaurants and coffee. Book your adventure today at metropolisresort.com. Some differences now. Allie Geist is not with the team. She's at a Skills USA in Atlanta, so she will not be here this week should the Cards even advance. But she, so you'll sense a little bit of a change in the lineup with Lainey Henkelman at first base as the home and leadoff hitter Macy Klein coming in, Vienna Sutherland also the designated player for our Chi-High Cardinals today. Macy Klein, the leadoff, Mackenzie Neunemacher batting second, the sophomore second baseman, Kaylee Mosser, the junior first baseman hitting third, and we're about ready to go. Let's play softball. Video producer Carter Jaeger and Trayton Hoym, our radio producer at our WOGO studio. Willa Reisiger, first pitch of the game to Klein. Fastball upstairs, 1-0. Holman actually splitting with Toma, the conference champ during the year, losing 5-2 and beating him 2-0 May 7th. There's a fastball for a strike. 1-1 to Macy Klein, the senior shortstop. The 1-1 pitch. Ooh, a little inside. 2-1.
Definitely keeping the ball up on Klein right now. Probably to keep that bunt out of play.
The 2-1 pitch from Reisinger. Swing and a miss, strike two. When you're faced with a challenge of how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes that there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity in class are the true champions. More in a moment. This one in the air on the infield. Romanowski for the first out.
Let's take 21 of those, Mark.
Yeah, right.
Actually, 20. 20 now.
Klein pops out to short. It brings up Neunemacher, the sophomore second baseman, hitting also from the right side. Again, Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WI Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. Covering a lot of sports. This one in the air on the infield. Romanowski, and there's your wish is granted. Pop out number two.
Now only 19 more to go. We'll take that.
He's going to trust the power of you say it and it happens, huh? From baseball to softball or lacrosse to soccer, the award, Sportsmanship Award, recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. There's a ball high, getting away. Kaylee Mosser, the junior first baseman, and that one got away from Shepard. The Sportsmanship Award recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions. Two out, top of the first inning. Holman's number three hitter, Mosser, swinging a miss.
Yeah, some good velocity out of Willa right now.
Absolutely.
Also nice to see that they're trying some different pitches. There's been some rise ball. There's been some two-seam.
I sense that her heat is up there, and there's one upstairs, and Mosser lets it go. And it's a called strike.
She went around.
Okay, yeah. So there we go, and now the count goes to 1-2 to Kaylee Mosser with two pop-ups already for Holman against the UW-Eau Claire commit Willa Reisinger here, top of the first of this Division I sectional semifinal softball game. The 1-2 pitch. Ball upstairs, 2-2.
Yep. Good mix there. Again, going to that rise ball.
Avalee Euler is the junior catcher who's on deck. Sydney Chios, the sophomore left fielder, and then Gabby Stewart, the coach's daughter and pitcher, in the sixth spot. Swing and a miss, strike three, and the first inning comes to an end. The Cardinals now coming up 0-0 in this girls' Division I sectional semifinal on WOGO Sports.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini-golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
MetropolisResort.com. What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
And now Chippewa Falls gets their advance. Georgia Romanowski to lead things off for the Cards, followed by Lauren Shepherd, the catcher. Lainey Hankelman, the first baseman today. Willa Reisiger hitting cleanup. Taylor Schmidt in right. McKenna Benish at third. Gracie Amundson at second. Vienna Sutherland, the designated player. And Delaney Barrow in left field. And Romanowski, first at bat, a called strike, 0-1. Georgia leads the team with 35 runs scored. That's 14 more than anybody else. Shepherd and Barrow with 21 runs, but 35 for Romanowski. So she's huge in the Cardinal offense. Off-speed pitch, and that one misses, 1-1.
Yeah, definitely a very contrasting style between Willa and Gabby Stewart here.
Yeah, we'll set that Holman defense. Gabby Stewart, the senior pitcher. She muscles in one there for a called strike two. 1-2 to Romanowski. Stewart pitching. Avalee Euler is the junior catcher. Kaylee Mosser, the junior first baseman. Mackenzie Neunemacher is the sophomore second baseman. This one fouled off by Romanowski. Macy Klein, the senior shortstop. Caitlin Weiss is the senior third baseman. Sydney Chiozzi is the sophomore left fielder. McKenna McHugh, the senior center fielder. And Harper Tengblad, the sophomore right fielder. 1-2 pitch to Romanowski. Here it is. Ball misses, 2-2.
Yep, the key for the Cardinals here is stay patient, wait on the pitch a little bit. Definitely not throwing as hard as...
This one fouled down the third baseline.
Stewart definitely doesn't throw as hard as what we saw out of New Richmond's pitchers.
When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. The 2-2 pitch. Romanowski in the air down the third baseline. Shortstop going out and will make the catch. Klein for out number one. So again, pop-outs to short, both teams doing it. And Lauren Shepherd now with some very impressive offensive numbers on the season for Lauren, as we've talked about, hitting in that two spot for the Cardinals. And the first pitch fouled off. Shepherd, again, 506 average, 620 on base percentage, and a gaudy 1542 OPS for her. Hitting in front of Hankelman. The 0-1 pitch from Stewart. Low, 1-1.
I expect if there's some situations here later in the game, I don't think they'll be pitching to Shepherd, but now they're going to give it a shot.
Yeah. Shepherd with a home run late in the previous game, and this one fouled off, 1-2. Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, a dental office created just for kids. Smiles in Motion has locations in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Menominee, and Hudson, and Amory, SIM4Kids.com. 1-2 to the Cardinals senior shortstop, the Winona State commit. Here it is. Ball high, 2-2. Two balls and two strikes to Shepherd. Bottom of the first, ball low, 3-2. Build your dream home with Ashley Construction, the design build professionals. Custom home gallery at ashleyconstruction.co. 3-2, count is full to Shepherd. One out. This one in the air, a little looper, and it's going to be caught by the second baseman, Mackenzie Neunemacher, for out number two. Well, each team with starting with pop-outs, and now Lainey Hankelman for the Cards.
Yeah, I think especially for the Cardinals, it's going to take maybe one time through the order to get kind of their timing off of a pitcher like Stewart.
First pitch to Hankelman, and she rips one to short. Klein across the diamond in time, gets it over to Kaylee Mosser. First ball hitting Lainey Hankelman, and the Cards retired. Through one from Casper, we're scoreless in this girls' Division I sectional semifinal softball game on WOGO Sports.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
Lock in a rate as low as 4.54% APR when you purchase or refinance a vehicle with Royal Credit Union. Royal's great rates and flexible terms can help keep your auto payments affordable. You can also finance RVs, boats, UTVs, and more. See all rates and apply for a Royal Credit Union vehicle loan at rcu.org/auto. Subject to credit approval.
To the top of the second we go, and for visiting Holman, it's Avali Euler, the junior catcher, followed by Sydney Chios, the sophomore left fielder, and Gabby Stewart, the senior pitcher. Rest of the lineup we didn't share with you. Whitney Stewart, the freshman designated player, also the coach's daughter, sister of the pitcher. And Harper Tengblad, the sophomore right fielder, and Caitlin Weiss, the senior third baseman, rounding out the lineup for Coach Stewart. And the cleanup hitter now, Avali Euler. So again, Reisinger had some good velocity for sure in the first inning. A couple of pop-outs to short and strikeout Mosser. Another right-handed hitter, Avali Euler stepping in against Willa. First pitch, fouled off, 0-1.
Yeah, I wonder if Holman has any left-handed hitters in their lineup.
Yeah.
Usually you have a couple up top.
Yeah, not yet. The catcher hitting cleanup against Reisinger. And she hits the second pitch by the third baseman, the field by Romanowski, and not in time. It draws the first baseman, Hankelman, off the bag. And so Euler's aboard. How do you score that one, Lucas?
I would say an E.
Error on Benish at third. Okay. It was a hot shot, but got by her. And so leadoff base runner Euler with Sydney Chios, the sophomore left fielder, stepping in. Scoreless game, top of the second here on WOGO Sports. McDonald and Augusta going on across the way, also on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel. High in the infield, first ball hitting. Going back, Amundson, and she'll make the catch for the out.
Yeah, Vikings are definitely attacking earlier in the count here.
And that moves the game along. Gabby Stewart now trying to help her own cause, and she looks to be the first left-handed bat of the day for Holman.
Oh, one of those right-handed pitchers.
Throws right.
Left-handed.
Yeah. Bryce Terang, sort of. The first pitch to Stewart, ball low from Reisinger, 1-0. No first ball swinging there. Her sister Whitney is on deck. Let's see if she's another lefty. It appears so. So back to back, there's a ball low, 2-0. So there's your lefties you were wondering about. They're in the sixth. They're in the five and six spots. The Stewart sisters. Now
the lefty Stewart sisters.
Yeah. 2-0 now to and that one is a strike, 2-1. And my apologies. This is Stewart hitting. So we have one out, one on. Yes, so it is Stewart, right. Okay. 2-1 the count now to Gabby Stewart with her sister Whitney on deck. Reisinger, runner at first. He squares to bunt. Reisinger's going to field it. Throw over to first in time for the out. And Hankelman there to secure it, but now a runner in scoring position.
A little high on the throw to first base there. We do have, I think, Mark, you pointed it out earlier, Lainey's making her first start at first base this year, too.
Yeah.
So maybe a little unfamiliarity between Willa and her.
Sure. So two are out now on the sacrifice by Stewart. It brings up the freshman, Whitney Stewart, Coach Ken Stewart's daughter. Also a lefty like her sister. And there's a called strike, 0-1. And a huge first ball strike there by Willa.
Yeah, working low in the zone there. I don't know if that was a drop ball or her fastball does tend to have a bit of a downward movement anyways.
0-1 now with two out, runner at second base. Scoreless game. Ball low, 1-1. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group. The freshman, Whitney Stewart, swing and a miss. She got her going for after that one, and now it's 1-2.
Yep, this is a big out right here.
Yeah, well, with two out and a runner in scoring position, I'd say. The 1-2 pitch from Reisiger to the freshman Stewart fouls it off. We'll do it again.
Good cut out of the freshman there.
Yeah. In the seventh spot, after going 1-2-3 in the first, Euler, the leadoff hitter, reaching on an error at third to start this inning, and then a pop out to Chios and a sacrifice from Gabby Stewart. The 1-2 pitch in the air, third baseline, slicing out of play. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls.
I'd like to see a change up here.
All right. 1-2, Reisinger to the freshman. Ball low, and it's going to allow the runner to advance as Shepard able to seize it, but it got by Lauren, and now the runner just 60 feet away and a little better scoring position now, but there are two out. The umpire calling for a new ball. 2-2 with two down. Runner at third is Euler.
Did you need that?
Your best. The freshman Whitney Stewart in the seventh spot against the senior Willa Reisiger. The pitch. It's a ground ball to short. Romanowski's got it. Throw over to first is in time to Heckelman for the out, and the Cards get out of it in the second. Middle of two from Casper, scoreless in this girls' sectional semifinal game on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Once upon a time, a young boy was guarding sheep. He grew bored and cried, wolf, wolf. Villagers all came running but found nothing.
Is your security system making you cry wolf, sending alerts for every breeze or shadow but offering little real protection? With 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom, you get more than just alerts. Our advanced sensors and high-resolution cameras provide reliable, crystal-clear monitoring so you can protect your flock with confidence 24/7. And now an exclusive offer for all WOGO listeners, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today. That's 231-2000.
There are over 20 studies that support the benefits of low-fat chocolate milk as a recovery beverage. Low-fat chocolate milk contains the right 3-to-1 mix of carbs and protein scientifically shown to help refuel and restore muscles. Pro athletes have been relying on chocolate milk for years because they've seen the benefits in their own performance and recommend drinking milk to others. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Willa Reisiger, Taylor Schmidt, and McKenna Benish for the Cards. Reisiger looks at a called strike on the first pitch.
That's a good one to take there.
Willa, 329 hitter with a 396 on base, OPS at 878. There's a ball short, 1-0, or 1-1. 28 hits, 21 singles, 4 doubles for Willa. And those 3 homers, including one last game, the game winner. Ball foul out of play. And that 2-run homer in the bottom of the first was all the Cardinals needed on their way to a 12-0 win over New Richmond last Thursday. But a different challenge today as the road to Madison goes through Casper and Holman today. You win today, the winner of the Marshfield River Falls game going on in Marshfield is the count 1-2. Meanwhile, on the boys' side, baseball waiting for their opponent as today it's Menominee and Marshfield. 1-2, and Reisinger rips it to center field. Long run, and it's over the head of the center fielder, and she's going to have to chase it down, and Reisinger into second, sliding with a double for the Cardinals to lead off the second inning. McKenna McHugh getting it in there, but McHugh tried to judge it, but Reisinger ripped it.
Love it, and love the wheels getting into second base there. Probably don't like to see your pitcher out there sliding quite like that, but we'll take care of it.
And that means Brooklyn Helgeson going to come in to run for it.
Yeah, one of the many young speedsters off the bench here for the Cards.
So a leadoff double to start the first at bat for Reisinger, and the playoffs have been good, a home run and a double. And again, just a bit of a challenge there, trying to judge things for the center fielder, McKenna McHugh. But Willa just ripped it.
Yeah, great two-strike
hitter. Taylor Schmidt now. And she'll square to bunt. The ball high. Got by the catcher, but no. The runner does advance to third, Helgeson. So there apparently was not contact.
No, it just skipped off the catcher's glove.
Yeah, okay. So Helgeson able to advance to third for the Cardinals. As the count 1-0 to Taylor Schmidt.
Just as good as a bunt right there.
Yeah. And again, nobody out. The go-ahead run on first base. There's a ball low from Stewart. As the count goes to 2-0 to Taylor Schmidt for the Cards. Taylor, a 216 hitter on the year. Looks at a strike. 330 on base percentage. 16 hits on the year. 12 singles, 4 doubles. Ball upstairs misses. 3-1 now to Taylor Schmidt. Taylor has walked 11 times and struck out 20 on the season. The 3-1 from Stewart. The runner at third to start this one in the air. Shallow outfield coming in. McHugh will make the catch, the throw, and Helgeson will hold at third. So no sack fly for Taylor Schmidt. It's a fly out to center.
Mark, I had mentioned to you before the game, the outfielders all seem to have above average arms out there.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful throw. She would have been out by a mile.
Good call by Chelsea Secor to hold Helgeson with one out, one on for McKenna Benish. And again, she's been swinging a hot bat. Everybody knows it. There's a ball upstairs, 1-0. We look at her numbers on the year. Benish, a 254 hitter with a 347 on base. And 665 OPS, but again, she's been hot lately.
Yeah, if we were to isolate her at bats in the last handful of games, she's probably batting about 400 or 500.
Right. And so 1-1 now to Benish. Nothing game, bottom of the second. Gabby Stewart, the senior. Throws it low. 2-1. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, customer-oriented, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. wheatongrain.com. The pitch from Stewart. Fastball right down Bridge Street. And that one goes to 2-2. Benish waiting for her pitch now. The Cardinals' junior third baseman or the runner at third, Helgeson, courtesy running for the pitcher, Reisinger, who had the leadoff double. Swing and a miss, strike three, so Benish retired second, first strikeout of the day for Stewart.
Stewart's making some good pitches here, getting them when they need them.
And now so Gracie Amundson, the Cardinals second baseman, in a huge role here with a runner just 60 feet away. Wild pitch, pass ball, any way to do it, error. Try to get that runner in, grab that 1-0 lead. Ball fouled off by Amundson. Stelter Incorporated works every single day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Ball upstairs, 1-1 to looking Gracie Amundson. Gracie's numbers on the year. .254. She hits it to
good
right
rip.
Field. Pretty good hit, but backing up and catching it is Harper Tengblad for the out. So the sophomore Tengblad stepping back. Amundson gave it a ride, but not to be. So the card strand one in the second through two from Casper. We're scoreless on WOGL Sports.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Freeze Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth. We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Freeze Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
To the top of the third we go in this scoreless game. Holman and Chi High have each had a base runner. And now Harper Tengblad, Caitlin Weiss, and Macy Klein for the Vikings. Swing and a miss, strike one. So again, Reisinger's power, her strong velocity going on here for strike one to a swinging Tengblad, who made the out to the catch on the last ball on Amundson. Deal one. Swing and a miss, strike two. So Willis really challenging him. So far, Tengblad coming up empty in the first two swings.
Yeah, just overmatching them with speed right now. I think they're going to probably stick with it.
Willa, 0-2 to start the top of the third. Swing and a miss, strike three, three pitches, and retires Harper Tengblad here in the top of the first, third.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, Mark, that they were unable to get that run across in the top of the, or in the bottom of the last inning. Real nice catch by Tengblad out there.
Yeah, nice double to lead things off. That's all you can ask for. But just and got her to third, but no more as a swinging strike one. So, again, yeah,
the Vikings right now are having a hard time laying off that one letter and above right now.
Caitlin Weiss, swing and a miss, strike two. That's five straight swinging strikes in this inning with Macy Klein, the senior shortstop, on deck. Speaking of seniors, Caitlin Weiss, a senior third baseman. 0-2 from Reisinger. Will she go after her? This one low, bowled in there to Shepherd. 1-2.
I think they tried to change up there just to mix it up a little bit. Yep. Even a pitch like that, they call it dirting a changeup. Huh. It just changes the eye level of the batter.
Okay, ball high. 2-2 now.
Especially if they're struggling with that pitch, letter and above. If you can get them looking down then, and then they have to look back up.
Willa came in with 30 walks and 83 strikeouts on the season. Close to a 3-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Ooh, that one just missed, and it's 3-2. That one
must have been just inside there.
A little low, it must have been inside, yeah. So the count has gone from 0-2 to full to the number 9 hitter, Caitlin Weiss. Reisinger's pitch. This one popped foul, and Shepherd couldn't quite get there, unfortunately. In education-based sports, sportsmanship matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In high school sports, winning is exhilarating, but just as important is how the game is played and how we express our positive support. More in a moment. Reisinger, 3-2 pitch. This is tapped foul. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school levels. A message from WOGO and the WIAA, inspiring champions for life.
Real nice at bat going for Weiss, the senior here.
Yeah, gone from rallied back from 0-2 to battle. Willa here, as good as anybody. 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Willa's second strikeout of the third inning.
Yeah, one thing you have to keep in mind about the Vikings, they faced Anna Wall twice this season.
Right.
So they're prepared for this kind of speed, no doubt.
Third strikeout for Reisinger. Back to the top of the order now. Second look for Macy Klein, who popped out to short her first time. Sectional semifinal. Winner goes on to Thursday. Loser come up short, and the season's done. Ball fouled off. really no losers. I mean, these teams have both had terrific seasons. Chai winning the BRC, their 19th in 27 years. Holman finishing second to a powerful Toma team that got the number one seed in this sectional. But somebody moves on and somebody else doesn't. 0-1 to Klein. Reisiger swing
nice
and miss. Sir Klein.
There's a changeup we're looking for.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, when you got an even stronger velocity, that sets up that changeup even more. So Will is locked in today. Count 0-2 to the leadoff hitter, Klein. The pitch. Ooh. And a little bit high and inside.
Those of you listening today, if you've been watching College World Series, Women's College World Series, it's all about that change of speed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they throw 70 miles an hour, but then they come back with something like 50.
1-2 pitch. There's that changeup. Misses 2-2.
Here we go.
And that's the pitch really right there for Willa. If she gets that going here in the sectionals, the Cardinals are going to be really tough to beat.
2-2 for Klein. She fouls it off. Staying alive. ABC Supply Chippewa Falls works side by side with dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next home project with dependable materials and knowledgeable service. The 2-2 pitch. In the air, right field, down the line, slicing, and chasing, and the catch is made out there by the Cardinal right fielder, Taylor Schmidt.
Wow.
For Taylor Schmidt to end the inning on a tremendous catch in foul territory.
Taylor went a long way for that one.
Back with the next half of the inning coming up as Taylor Schmidt's teammates greet her as she comes in. Back in a minute.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com. When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Just to give you a heads up, we are working to get the live stream back up. Our internet overheated, and so we're having to deal with that on this warm day here at Casper Park in Chippewa Falls. Our live radio coverage on FM 103.1 AM 680 at Wogo.com. And now also the bottom half of the third inning for the Cardinals in this scoreless game. And it's not scoreless Marshfield and River Falls, is it, Lucas?
No, a 9 spot in the first inning for Marshfield. Off of 6 errors by Red.
Deanna Sutherland hits one to right center field. The sophomore gives it a ride, and it's going to get in there. And heading towards second, and now she'll think better of it and get back to first. So the sophomore, Sutherland, stepping in. And again, she was a great hitter at JV. And how about that from Sutherland?
Yeah, quite possibly the best hitter on JV. Coming in and making her presence known.
All right, and so Sutherland will get a pinch runner, and it's going to be number 6 for the Cardinals. I don't know. I thought 6 is Benish. No. I'll have to check the other roster, right?
Could it be 8? No. Oh, no, I believe it is. Who is it? I think it's Musser.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, number 6.
Kendall Musser, right.
Just okay. DP for flex
right
there.
So, again, the Cardinals, almost another leadoff double, but they get the solid single from Sutherland.
That was a good choice to hold up there. I'd like to see him light it up on the bases here. Let's check the catcher out.
Delaney Barrow now. And she hits it in the air. Shallow left center coming over. And it's caught by the center fielder at the last minute. McKenna McHugh as Chios got out of the way there. And so fly out to center for Barrow. and the runner holding it first, Musser, and it brings up Romanowski, hitting, of course, from the left side. And this is going to be a bunt attempt, laid down foul on the third baseline. So again, we told you about Romanowski, how important she is with her 35 runs. That's what really catches my eye, with a .310 average and a .400 on-base percentage for Romanowski. 14 more runs than anybody on the team. And there's a ball that misses 1-1 to a looking Romanowski. She popped out to short her first time. Bottom half of the third, runner at first. Musser running for Sutherland, the sophomore designated player who had a nice hit to the outfield. And there's another ball. Good eye by Romanowski as the count goes to 2-1. Again, Gabby Stewart, the senior pitcher. Avalee Euler is the junior catcher. Kaylee Mosser is the junior at first. Mackenzie Neunemacher, the sophomore, at second. Macy Klein, the senior shortstop. And Caitlin Weiss, the senior third baseman. Stewart. There's a bunt attempt laid down very nicely. Stewart's going to get it. Throw to the first.
She's safe.
She beat it. George, I was blocked from the umpire, so thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
Romanowski able to get there.
Stewart thought of it as a routine grounder, but nothing is routine when you have Romanowski running.
That's right. You better
get it and get it gone quick.
She motors down that 60-foot baseline like it's nobody's business. And so runners at first and second forget the sacrifice. It's another bunt hit for Georgia. 1-7.
Yeah, I'm sure head coach Dan Sir would just like to see a little bit more urgency out of covering up that bunt and getting it over to first base.
So nobody out, runners at first and second for Lauren Shepard. What a situation for the Cards. And there's a ball high from Stewart, 1-0.
I believe we have one out. It's a fly out.
Yes,
the Barrow to center.
Yes, correct. Yeah, Delaney Barrow had the fly out. Thanks. So one out, runners at first and second. I was getting a little greedy, I guess. And Shepard's going to rip one to short. They're going to try to get the force at third. They do. And so a good job by Klein getting it to Caitlin Weiss for the force out. Score at 6-5. So Shepard reaches first. Romanowski to second. Also, Musser, the lead runner, is eliminated. Two are out now for Lainey Henkelman. And Lainey Henkelman for the Cards has been a huge clutch hitter for...
Henkelman hit it real hard last time.
Comes in hitting .442 with a .526 on-base percentage and a .1085 OPS. She and Shepard over 1,000 for their on-base and power numbers. In the three spot, Henkelman against Stewart. Two out, runners at first and second. Swing and a miss, strike one. Well, look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance, Chippewa Falls. 0-1. Off-speed pitch and a called strike, 0-2. And that was a good change of pace, Stewart, from the power to the break right there, which you're such a fan of, Lucas.
Yeah, not so much of a difference. I don't think her top-end speed gets there, but any change of speed is going to help.
Yeah, so 0-2 now to Henkelman, and the ball low misses 1-2. So 1-2 to Henkelman. Again, we're working to reestablish our video portion of this live stream on WOGO. Hang with us. Bottom of the third. Scoreless game. Off-speed pitch. Misses again. 2-2. Lainey Henkelman with 34 hits on the season. 27 singles, 6 doubles, a homer, and 22 RBIs. First and second. Two outs. And this one, she lifts a single to left center field of the Cardinals. Looking at their first run. Here's a throw. And Chahai leads it 1-0. The single by Henkelman delivers the run, and the Cardinals score as Romanowski scores from second base.
What a clutch hit. Great job, Lainey.
And that'll bring up Willow Reisinger, who doubled to lead off the second earlier. So Henkelman gets the RBI and a huge clutch hit for her. Again, the Cardinals talk about if we hit well, we like our chances, and we're going to keep saying that. And right now, it's looking like at the other end, Marshfield with a 9-0 lead on River Falls with 6 River Falls errors in the first inning. And now Chelsea Sikora with trying to size up with the runners at second and third. So Henkelman making it to second and it's going
to
be.
I think Coach Sikora realizes how big, if they were to get three runs here, the Cards typically on the season, they average less than three runs a game. They're not going to give that up.
Harlow Bruce is out to run for Henkelman. And we've got Marissa Bauer, the sophomore, at third, running for Shepherd.
No, I don't think that's Bauer.
I thought I saw 11.
14, maybe? That'd be Scout Elwood, number 14. Okay.
And this one, tap foul. Number 12.
Number 12. That's Cameron Custer.
Yeah. We're both wrong.
It's hard to see those numbers.
I know. Well, in the black uniforms, I love the black uniforms, so no excuse there. I think there might have been some difficult uniforms during the basketball season that made it a little more challenging. Or, no, it was the McDonald football season. There's one to center field, and a diving catch is going to be
made. Did she catch it? Oh,
fantastic catch is made by the center fielder, McHugh, to rob Willa Reisinger of a hit and limit the Cardinals to just one run. But through three from Casper, Chahai leads it 1-0 on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
This June Dairy Month, Gibson's Water Care would like to thank all the farmers in the area for all the products you furnish on our dinner tables. Did you know Gibson's can provide water systems for dairy and beef cows for better health and production? If your cows aren't happy, call the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, American-made products. Affordable options with no long-term contracts. Go online to GibsonsWaterCare.com for your free in-home or barn water analysis.
To the top of the fourth we go, with Chahai now leading it 1-0 on WOGO Sports. Again, we're working feverishly to try to reestablish our video connection. Carter Jaeger hard at work behind the scenes. The WIA State Softball Tournament will be held June 10th through the 13th at Goodman Softball Complex in Madison. Tickets available can be purchased online at the WIA website. Click on the tickets link at the top of the homepage at WIAAWI.org. In addition, for more information about the state softball tournament, go to the WIA website and click on the State Tourney Central link on the homepage and navigate to softball tournament information. All right. Reisinger to the fourth now. Facing, I don't know, what did you have for Macy Klein? We had the strikeout, and then Klein, could it, Klein did strikeout too, did she? Or
remember, I'm not sure what happened on that one.
She retired.
Oh, that was the long foul out.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
To Taylor and Wright.
That was a great catch by Taylor, for sure. All right, so 2-0 now to Neunemacher. Mackenzie Neunemacher, the sophomore second baseman. Kaylee Mosser and Avalee Euler, the 2, 3, and 4 hitters for Holman, trailing 1-0. Girls Division I sectional semifinal. Third base, throwing it across the diamond in time to Henkelman. And a good job by McKenna Benish to get out number one.
Yep, Benish, great job on that time, bouncing back after the error before.
Yep. So score that 5-3 for out number one here, top half of the fourth. And Kaylee Mosser, who struck out her first time. Chance number two against Reisinger. And there's a called strike, 0-1. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels for your home or business, qualitypropaneandfuels.com. The 0-1 pitch, ball low, 1-1.
Yep, I like how still having her mix those pitches up. Some of them aren't working as quite the way she wants them to right now, but you can't give up on them.
No. 1-1 pitch now to Mosser, and she swinging a miss, strike two. So a lot of swinging and missing from at Reisinger's pitches today, as the number three hitter, Kaylee Mosser, who also struck out her first time. And this one ripped up the middle and a base hit for Mosser. So a single to center. So one on, one out for Holman, trailing 1-0. And Avalee Euler, the junior catcher coming up. For
just skipped off Willa's glove right there. She felt she should have had it, but that would have been pretty amazing.
So one out, one on for Euler, who reached on an error earlier. All right, and our video stream back. So, again, thanks so much to Carter Jaeger, doing everything he could humanly to reestablish that connection. And there's a strike to a looking Abilie Euler. Sydney Chios is on deck, the sophomore left fielder. 1-0 Cardinals. Could have been more in the third, but you're grateful to get one. This is a grounder foul down the third baseline.
I think it off her foot, maybe. That hurts.
Grace Home Respiratory has a wide variety of home medical supplies and equipment for sale or rental, and caring staff ready to answer any question. Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin.
If any of you at home have ever fouled the ball off your foot, you know what she's going through right now. Not fun.
Her coach empathizing with her. Not one, but two of Coach Buehr's daughters on the team. Stewart, I should say. Gabby Stewart and her sister Whitney. Gabby a senior, Whitney a freshman. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. There's another K for Reisinger, her fourth of the day, as she gets Euler here in the middle of the fourth.
A changeup strikeout there. And like I said, if she's able to get that pitch going and can throw it with confidence, it's tough.
And it brings up Chios, and she looks at ball 1-0.
Yeah, the umpire has definitely shown that the lower pitches are not quite to his liking.
Every ump is different, as we say just about every game. 1-0 pitch, and she rips it to left center field, and one hop, and it's recovered by Musser to hold the runners to first and second.
Yeah, that was a nice swing there.
So after you, Chios, just a sophomore, and she had the solid single. So first and second with two outs now, and brings up Gabby Stewart, who sacrificed the first time, hitting from the left side. She and her sister Whitney, the only lefties in the lineup. And there's a ball low, 1-0. Well, keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or any office insured by NCUA. The 1-0 pitch fouled off, 1-1. Two are out for Holman. Again, they had a ground out to third and then a single by Mosser, a strikeout of Euler, the fourth K of the day for Reisinger, and then a solid single by Chios. 1-1 at the left-handed hitting Stewart, the pitcher. Swing and a miss, strike two.
That changeup again.
She got her chasing after it.
And I like that they're not necessarily using the changeup with two strikes. It might be sitting on it there. Now it's just going to be high right by her, I bet.
1-2. Reisinger with two runners aboard. Ball high, 2-2.
Just missed the spot there. Stewart wanted it.
Gabby Stewart, the senior pitcher, against Chi-Hi senior hurler Willa Reisinger. 2-2 count, runners at first and second. Top half of the fourth. Chi-Hi leads this sectional semifinal 1-0. The pitch. Oh, and she just missed, and the count goes to 3-2. So Reisinger walks out of the circle to kind of set herself. So want to give the free pass here, but she does have the freshman Whitney Stewart on deck. The 3-2 pitch. What a call, strike for the Reisinger. Blows her tire, and the Cardinals get out of the jam here in the top of the fourth as Holman strands two. We're back in a minute. This is Chi-Hi Softball.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day, we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
To the bottom of four we go, with Chai leading at 1-0 and Lucas Reisinger, Mark Halverson here. We've got Carter Jagger working hard to keep our video signal going, and on our live stream at WOGO Sports YouTube, and also the McDonald game. See if we can get an update of that one.
I believe it's 3-2 McDonald in the third.
Hard-fought game against Augusta. But the one word on my mind here for the Cards is insurance. Taylor Schmidt, McKenna Benish, Gracie Amundson. Boy, you'd like to add to that 1-0 lead. This is a ground ball, the third throw across in time for out number one, Caitlin Weiss, to Kaylee Mosser to retire Schmidt. And that brings up McKenna Benish, who struck out her first time. Benish, we talked about that hot bat. Again, 254 coming in with a 347 on base percentage. But again, she's had a hot bat lately.
Yep, looking to bounce back after that first at bat.
And there's a call, strike 0-1. For generations, Crystal Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues. Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille. More on that in a moment. Stewart misses 1-1. Yeah, you'll find the same trusted care now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. Schedule your free consultation today at crystalorthodontics.com. Crystal Orthodontics. A called strike, and the count goes to 1-2 to a looking McKenna Benish. Again, Cards would love some insurance, need a base runner. Again, talking to Jared Faraday before the game, saying, yeah, you know, we need that bottom part of the order beyond the first four to continue to help us out. And there's a ball high, 2-2. They did the last game for sure against New Richmond.
Absolutely, but at any moment, Chippewa could really blow up right here.
Gabby Stewart working for Holman. Ball gets away from her catcher, Avalee Euler, as the count goes to 3-2. Now, again, Stewart pitched a shutout against a fine Onalaska team in the regional final to get them here, but allowing the first run of her postseason as the Cards scored in the third inning. And that one fouled off, staying alive is Benish. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Sectional final would be scheduled for Thursday, but their forecast doesn't look promising. There's a ball low. Take your base, and McKenna Benish is aboard with a walk. First walk of the day for either team. So Benish is on, one out, one on, and Amundson now for the Cardinals. .254 hitter. Looks at the ball. 1-0. Gracie, her first time, flew out to right to end the second inning. Cardinals stranding a runner at third in that frame, but came back and scored last inning. And this one to right field as well. Over there, Harper Tengblad will catch it for out number two.
Tengblad has been busy out at right.
Yeah. Two are out now for Vienna Sutherland, the sophomore designated player who had a solid single her first time. Talking with Coach Sikora, getting some instruction, some encouragement. So two are out, runner at first, Benish. Sutherland from the right side, bottom half of the fourth. Here on WOGO Sports. It's 81 degrees at game time when we gave you the Wurzgalla weather check, and there's a ball high, 1-0 to Sutherland. Arguably the best hitter on the JV, an undefeated JV team this year.
And a lot of good hitters on JV.
Yeah. The 1-0 pitch, and there's a ball, misses 2-0.
We saw that on display against Marshfield, the JV pinch hitters coming in and really getting some hard swings on the ball.
Again, Sutherland in the lineup. We'll tell you again about that in a moment. And she hits the 2-0 pitch down the line, and it's called foul. But, boy, that was close.
That was real close.
With the naked eye, it looked fair. But
yeah, with naked eye, it looked like it went off for glove in fair territory.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but okay. Count goes to 2-1 to Sutherland, the sophomore righty. She also a pitcher. And in the air on the infield, and foul territory, and the catch will be made by Weiss. And so the Cards strand another through four from Casper. Chi High leads it 1-0 over Holman in the sectional semifinal on WOGO Sports.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design-build professionals.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, but sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
It's getting later for Coach Ken Stewart and his Holman Vikings as we go to the fifth now. And they come with Whitney Stewart, Harpreet Tengblad, and Caitlin Weiss, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters. Coach Stewart's younger daughter, Whitney, the freshman designated player, also a lefty like her sister, Gabby. And she wraps one to short. Romanowski's got it. Throw over to first in time, and Holman dropped the ball. And the runner's aboard. So Stewart reaches.
Lucas, again, we have, Laney playing first base.
First time this year.
Maybe not super used to seeing those heaters coming from George over there. But
so the throw was there in time, but Henkelman couldn't take it in. And so Stewart is aboard, and that brings up Tengblad. So Stewart is the tying run, and Tengblad the lead run here in the top half of the fifth. And squaring to bunt, and the ball gets by Shepard, and it's going to allow Stewart to advance to second base.
She did offer, though. We got a strike on that call.
And that's for some conversation with the home plate umpire. But they're going to...
Oh, one. Yep.
All right. So 0-1 to Harper Tengblad in the eighth spot against Reisinger. Squares to bunt and lays off, but the called strike 0-2.
Yeah, not... not real confident up there bunting is Harper Tengblad.
I believe.
But it's hard to bunt a pitch going like that.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. So the strikeout for Reisinger important with the runner at second here, and there's the first out for the Cardinals.
That might have been on another pitch, a little drop ball there. Definitely had some downward movement to it.
So that's the sixth strikeout for Reisinger on the day. And it brings up the number 9 hitter, Caitlin Weiss, the third baseman. This one hits the glove of Shepard and gets away and allows the runner to advance.
That's a uncharacteristic pass ball there. That hit right on the mitt.
So McKenna McHugh, again, is running for the designated player at the moment as Stewart got on. But a couple of situations, either wild pitch or pass ball, and so now 0-1 to Weiss, the runner at third, and there's a bunt laid down and fielded by Reisinger. She's going to fake, and then she'll throw over to third, and the runner is safe, and then also the runner at first, and now charging towards the infield for the Cardinals is Romanowski, so the runner does get first base, but the Cardinals prevent a run from scoring. Lucas, your thoughts on that one?
I like the play call there, trying to get her picked off a third base there. I'd maybe like to see her go to first on that one, just get the two outs.
What we won't know is, had she gone to first, would the cars have been able to, would the runner have gone, and would they have had a chance? And so now runners at first and third, and the top of the order for Macy Klein and her third appearance of the day. And she has struck, popped out and flown out to right. This one in the air, foul territory, and it's not going to be reachable, 0-1.
I'm anxious to see what they're going to do with the first. I doubt Shepard's going to throw through on this one. I'm not sure why Holman's just not taking the base.
You're talking about a double steal. Yeah, right. 0-1 decline now with only one out. 1-0 Chi High. And this is a bunt attempt laid down
foul
first
ball.
Line foul. So it goes to 0-2, and again, really dangerous to bunt with two strikes. If it's foul, you're out. And so Klein with a smile on her face as she comes back, clapping her hands. You don't see a lot of bunts toward first, really.
I think the message might have gotten out, though, that Henkelman's not real comfortable down there at first.
All right.
They're trying to take advantage of that.
0-2. The pitch. Ball low, and she grounds one to Romanowski at short. She'll get the force out at second base, and that's all, and Holman ties the game. So they get the 6-3 force out and retire Weiss, but scoring is McHugh running for Stewart, and we're tied at one. And at first is Klein with two outs. And that brings up Mackenzie Nunemacher, tied at one now, so back to even here in the top half of the fifth. Credit Holman for fighting hard. Check swing, runner going to second, and Romanowski, the ball gets by her into center field. Good defense, though, by Musser to make sure it doesn't go any further. And a stolen base, and so now a runner in scoring position is Klein Steals. And Nunemacher with the count, apparently not. We haven't had anything yet. Is that right? Or 1-0 is the count. Top half of the fifth. So now Holman looking to try to grab the lead with two out. Runner at second. Reisinger, the pitcher, misses 2-0. Low and inside to Nunemacher, who has popped out to short and grounded out to third in her two trips. Mark Halverson, Lucas Reisinger on WOGO, Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Carter Jager, our video producer, swing and a miss. And Trayton Hoyne, our radio producer for this one today. Also, McDonald and Augusta going on our Wogo Sports YouTube and WOGO on Facebook with the counterpart, the Division IV sectional semifinal girls game here at Casper. 2-1 pitch in the air, down the right field line.
It's going to be foul or caught.
And caught over there by Taylor Schoen. Another good running catch by Taylor. But Holman does tie the game in the middle of five. We're tied on WOGO Sports.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 18 Cenex locations. Knock one out of the park with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Don't forget to fill up at our Spirit Pump, where a percentage of every sale goes toward our Chippewa Valley Athletics. Cover your bases with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud sponsors of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at WheatonGrain.com.
All right, so the Cardinals, bottom half of five, tied at one now with Delaney Barrow, Georgia Romanowski, and Lauren Shepard, the 9-1-2 hitters, as Holman has pulled to even.
It's got to happen here, Mark.
This should be a good time. Barrow to start things off. She flew out to center her first time, facing Gabby Stewart. And the count goes to 1-0.
This is your most experienced part of the lineup here. This is when you need to make your hay.
Swing and a miss. One and one. Zadelaney comes in a 271 hitter, 346 on base, and a 646 OPS. Barrow with 19 hits, 17 singles, and a couple of doubles on the year. Fouls it off. Six RBIs. 21 runs scored. Tied for second on the team with Shepard with runs scored. Eight walks and 19 strikeouts. One and two to Barrow. Fouls it off. So staying alive against Stewart. Stewart with one walk and one strikeout. So again, as you say, not overpowering, but getting the job done and holding the Cardinals to one run through four innings.
It's a true stylistic difference.
And Barrow underneath it, down the left field line, giving chase. And the catch is made by the Holman shortstop over there, Macy Klein, for the out. So Klein catching the pop out in foul territory for out number one, and it brings up Romanowski, who has singled in two trips. She'll come and talk to Chelsea Sikora. Again, that single, a bunt single earlier, she beat it out. I think they learned about her speed already, Lucas.
Yeah, you can't take you have to charge the ball. You have to get it out quickly to have any chance of getting her.
Well, Stelzer Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelzerIncorporated.com. Again, setting that defense for Holman, Gabby Stewart, the pitcher, Avily Euler, the junior catcher, Kaylee Mosser at first, Mackenzie Nunemacher at second, Macy Klein at short, and Caitlin Weiss at third. As the count goes to 1-0 to Romanowski, the outfield, Sydney Chios in the left field, McKenna McHugh in center, and Harper Tengblad, that is, in right. 1-1 to Romanowski.
If Georgia were to find that right center gap, she's going to be on third at least. Big gap between right field and center.
Romanowski. And that one misses. Said 35 runs. She got her 36th run today. So the team lead in runs scored. We could use another one if she could get on base here with Shepard and Henkelman to follow. And that is the power of this lineup. There's unquestionably, as that ball misses 3-1 with Romanowski in her speed and then Shepard, Henkelman, and Reisinger. That's the strength of this Cardinal, the core of their lineup and their offensive production. The 3-1 pitch. She looks at ball four. Romanowski's aboard with the second walk of the day.
And I'd like to see Georgia steal this base.
Yeah, you're not alone. Well, I tell you what, a walk just made a highlight because that's how important that walk is for the Cards in the bottom of the fifth, and it brings up Lauren Shepard. Some impressive numbers for her offensively. Ball high. They're going to be careful with her here, Lucas.
Yeah, even though she's 0 for 2 on the day, that 0 for 2 turns to a 1 for 3 with a home run real quickly.
A 5.06 average and a 6.20 on base. She looks at the ball. 2-0.
Stewart is definitely showing some signs of fatigue here. It's a warm night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a warm night. I don't think she has that many pitches, but
yeah,
they're high-stress pitches.
2-0 pitch to Shepard. Here it is.
Ooh.
Fouled off by Lauren.
Lauren would like that one back.
Yeah, see, her eyes were kind of rolling as she turned back, like, oh, I wanted that one. Winona State commit. Cardinal leader at the plate. And behind it as a catcher. And she rips one to center field, and that's going to be
gone. Oh, off the wall.
Off the wall, and Romanowski charging it up.
We got a run.
He's running for home, and then she's into the Cardinals' mat. The ball gets by third, and Shepard's able to make her way to third base.
That ball was lasered off the wall.
She was frustrated she didn't get the first one, and so the next one, she just hammered it.
I don't know, the as they would say in the business, the exit velo on that,
yeah,
might have been up there pretty good.
It was definitely high. It was definitely high as Romanowski gets her second run scored of the day. And the Cards making it happen here.
I think the center fielder was surprised how quickly it,
yeah,
got on her.
Right. If we had some of those jugs meters they got for the major leagues where they tell you how fast it went out, that would be fun to share.
Got to get this run in from third any way possible.
And so who's our pinch runner there for the Cards?
Looks like we have number 12.
Cameron Custer again.
Yep.
So 1-0 to Hankelman, who has singled in two trips. 2-1 Cardinals grabbing the lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Hankelman in the air.
It
right
should
center
be down.
Field. Long run. And the catch by the right fielder, Tenglad. And there's the throw and the tag. And the run is safe. And she dropped the ball. And then she'll take it to play. Wow. What a crazy play.
They're testing those outfield arms. But again, we see the center fielder had a cannon before. Right field, Tenglad.
Yeah.
She was out by a mile.
Tenglad threw it in, got it into Emily Euler. The tag was on, but then the ball was dropped. Euler went after the ball to try to tag, and then the Cardinal runner, Custer, went back and made sure she got home plate.
Any way possible, Mark. That's the way you have to do it in sectional games. Not a pretty run there, but a run nonetheless.
Wow. That was a crazy run.
I'm really impressed, both center field and right field. Those are well above our average arms.
Well, you saw that scouting him earlier as now Willa Reisinger, your daughter, stepping in with a 1-1 count. She's hit the ball well both times, a double and a line out to center to end the third. Swing and a miss.
It's just so hard with that speed that Stewart's coming at right now. It's just something they're not used to seeing. They have to wait back. Stay back on their back foot and just drive it.
Well, she's handled it good the first two trips. 1-2, there's a ball high, 2-2. Good eye, and the crowd's intensity is picking up here as well. Cards, two big runs here in the fifth to grab a 3-1 lead, get the lead back. Stewart delivers, off-speed fouled off by Reisinger, staying alive.
See, this is like, one pitch from Stewart is going to be a fast pitch, and the other one's going to be like slow pitch men's league softball.
Right.
Bar league softball.
Gets you that timing off. 2-2 to Reisinger. Getting ready to go back out there in the sixth. There's one that misses outside. Misses till the count goes full.
And Mark, you mentioned the key word there. It's timing. What a pitcher wants to do is throw off your timing. And if they can do that, they can be successful.
A 3-2 pitch. Ball four, take your base.
That's a good energy coming out of there.
The student section is really amped up here, and you can hear the crowd noise.
I think we got the boys' baseball team.
Maybe.
Absolutely. I don't know.
That's what it appears. Certainly picked up the intensity. And so Reisinger aboard with two outs as she draws the walk.
Brooke Helgeson will be in to run for her.
Okay. And that's already the second walk of the inning and the second walk of the game. So Stewart's not struggled until this inning with control. Last inning she had a walk. So now three walks on the day, but just the one strikeout as Taylor Schmidt now from the right side.
I don't know who the Vikings have in the bullpen there, but we do know. If the Cards were to get in trouble, we have Delaney Barrow sitting in the bullpen ready to rock and roll.
She's an ace reliever, that's for sure. 2-0. In all my softball days, I don't remember a crowd surge of intensity like we've experienced with the boys' baseball team behind. 2-0. This one in the air, shallow.
Going to be tough.
And it's going to be a
fair ball.
It is a fair ball. It is a fair ball. And running towards third base, and the Cardinals with runners on the corners on that drop pop-up on the by the pitcher, Stewart.
I think the boys are excited because they got out of practice early to come and watch. On a hot day, it's nice to get out of practice early.
With a 15-game winning streak, you think they're kind of riding high these days?
I would say so.
Yeah. And so runners at the corners for the Cardinals. And again, an error on the pitcher, Stewart, and dropping the pop-up in the infield. The courtesy runner advances to 30.
Number eight, Zoe Darley coming in to run.
Darley's running, but also we had the lead run here over here was
Helgeson.
Okay. A lot more pinch runners than usual baseball here, so you're trying to keep track of them. Everybody give their props.
Yeah, and that's what, having a deep program where you can look on the bench and say, hey, you're a freshman or sophomore that has some wheels, get in there.
Cardinals could potentially, if they hang on, could face Marshfield. It would be slated for Marshfield had a 9-0 lead over River Falls in the first inning. But still a long way to go in this one. High ball up the elevator shaft. And Euler's able to make the catch in foul territory. The Holman catcher. The Cards strand two, and prior to that, scored two as Benish retired on the pop-out. Through five from Casper, it's Chi High leading at 3-1 on WOGO Sports.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
When you're dealing with one of life's biggest financial decisions, you deserve a trusted expert, not just an agent. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I've lived here my whole life and served this community as a realtor for over 26 years. I'd be honored to help with your next home sale or purchase. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors are names you know, names you trust, right here in our community. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
Turn up the heat this summer at Metropolis Resort. Stay two nights, get your third night free, giving your family even more time to play, relax, and make memories together. Splash in the Chaos Water Park, race go-karts in Action City, jump in the trampoline park, and enjoy great food all under one roof. No driving around, no over-planning. Book your summer stay today at MetropolisResort.com, where the fun never stops. MetropolisResort.com.
We missed one Willa Reisinger strike when we were away. 0-1 now to Mosser, the number three hitter. Swing and a miss, strike two. Mosser has singled and struck out in her two trips. Holman, top half of the sixth inning. They trail Chi High 3-1 here on WOGO Sports. Swing and a miss, and she gets the strikeout. The seventh of the day for Reisinger to lead off the sixth inning for the Cars.
Yeah, last inning, and this bunch of boys behind us really firing Willa up. She's feeding off the crowd right now.
We got that extra insight with you as her father to give us that understanding. And first ball low, 1-0. So the strikeout of Mosser, the seventh of the day. Again, Willa came in with less than a 3-1 strikeout to walk ratio, but she's got seven strikeouts and no walks today. 1-0 pitch to the cleanup hitter Euler. She hits one in the air, shallow center field, giving chase Romanowski, and it's going to be caught by Mosser for out number two here in the top half of the sixth inning.
Yeah, good for Mosser to take charge on that one. Romanowski peeled off right at the end, two outs. More importantly, only down to four outs
right
left for the Vikings.
We are counting and including these in the highlights. 3-1 Cardinals here, top half of the sixth, and it's Chios. Just a sophomore. Chios has a good swing, the sophomore left fielder.
Yeah, Chios had a real nice real nice hit last time.
Yep, she did. One for two on the day.
I'd like to see a change up here.
Yep, here we go. 0-1. And this one hit well. That may get out of here, and it is gone for Chios.
No.
And it's a 3-2 game. So home run for Sydney Chios. And again, she's a fine softball. We've seen a couple of, again, one she made out earlier, but I mean, she swings a good bat.
Absolutely, down in the five spot there.
And so Coach Ken Stewart and company rallied by and buoyed by Sydney Chios, the sophomore left fielder, making it a 3-2 game and back to a one-run game. And so that all-important second run the Cardinals scored.
Absolutely. And you know, still two outs here. Let's get this out here and move on to the bottom of the sixth. The Vikings are not going to go quietly. They have plenty of seniors on their roster.
The left-handed swinging Gabby Stewart now. Left-handed hitting. Wow. And Stewart's going to poke one to the third baseman. Oh. It's dropped at the third base. He had it, McKenna Benish, and then she just dropped it. It was just a little blooper. And Benish couldn't hold on.
It's going to be E5 there.
So second error of the day on Benish, and it puts Stewart aboard as the tying run and the go-ahead run. Her sister, freshman Whitney Stewart, who's ground out to short and reached on an error on the first baseman. And Ken Stewart's going to probably, what is a courtesy runner, I imagine.
Wow, that was a tailor-made third out right there.
I mean, she had it. She had it and then just wasn't able to take it home. So the junior third baseman, Benish, had it but just couldn't quite seal the deal. Cardinals defense today, a little more porous than usual at the moment, but still lead it 3-2 with two out in the top of the sixth, and freshman Whitney Stewart. The first pitch from Reisinger. And that one's going to be a call, strike one, eliciting the good reaction from the crowd. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heath Loken & Associates, LLC Professional Land Surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heath and Heath Loken at 715-720-4000. The 0-1 pitch. Ball high, 1-1. Freeze Financial Group in Chippewa Falls helps their clients build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Go Cards from Freeze Financial Group.
Think of that last one. Lauren came up out of her crouch just a little bit. Got to stay down and hold that in the zone.
1-1 now to the left-handed hitting freshman, Whitney Stewart. And the ball low. Runner goes. He's going to fire one in the dirt to Romanowski, and the runner able to steal. And is that McHugh Let's is go. Running? I don't know.
Number five, it says. Ellie Adam.
Okay, Ellie Adam. First time we've called her name today, and she is a junior for Coach Ken Stewart. So the count now 2-1. Reisinger working against Whitney Stewart. Reached on an error earlier. Low on 3-1 now. Whitney Stewart looking, and she was red light there. She'll red light here on a 3-1 count, presumably. So the pressure on Willett. Put it in there now.
Go, Will, go get her.
Runner at second. Call strike two. And the count goes full to Stewart with the tying run at second. In Ellie Adam. Top half of the sixth. Cardinals four outs away from the win. Here's the pitch. Fouled off third baseline.
Just barely got a piece of that one.
Whitney Stewart, the designated player, a lefty like her senior sister Gabby, the pitcher. Whitney, the designated player today. Chi-High boys baseball team has appeared mid-game to amp up the noise. In the middle of six on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
There are many reasons to open a smart checking account at Royal Credit Union, including no minimum balance, paperless statements, and a $400 bonus. Getting your $400 is easy. Open your account by June 12th, receive two payroll direct deposits of $400 or more, and you'll get a $400 bonus. See details and open your account today at rcu.org/getchecking. No minimum balance required to obtain bonus. Offer ends 6/12/2026. Insured by NCUA.
Gracie Amundson, a ground out to the pitcher. First ball hitting. Retired by Gabby Stewart. So one out for the Cards here in the bottom of the sixth. And Sutherland is hit. So Vienna Sutherland, who singled earlier in her is hit by the very first pitch from Stewart, who, again, signs of tiredness. She's had three walks in the last two innings, Lucas, after not walking anybody the first three frames and now hitting Sutherland and the eighth spot. And,
yeah,
we're going to see Musser. Musser's the runner, and it brings up Delaney Barrow.
And I tell you what, that's a combination of high-stress pitches, it being warm out here.
Yeah.
I can tell you one thing. Delaney Barrow walked to the plate here with purpose.
Uh-huh.
I know she wasn't real happy about her first two at-bats, but all that can go out the window right now.
She had flown out to center and popped out to in foul territory, the shortstop securing that one, Macy Klein. And this one fouled off 0-1. Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, a dental office created just for kids. Smiles in Motion has locations in Chippewa Falls, Rice Lake, Eau Claire, Menominee, Hudson, and Amory. SIM4kids.com. They do great work. There's the bunt attempt getting out there, and did she go? And strike two.
And she did.
Yeah. So 0-2 to Barrow with Georgia Romanowski on deck. Cardinals get back to the top of the order after this one. 0-2, she rips it pretty well to left center field, and it's going to hit the
Barrow. Oh, got by her.
Got by her.
It got by her.
Around third base and heading for home.
She's in.
And the Cardinals lead it 4-2. All right, as Trey Hines able to get Musser all the way around the base from first on the wonderful hit by Delaney Barrow.
That's a monster insurance run there. Just Delaney Barrow refusing to go down in that bat. She went down 0-2. I just put good stick on it.
You saw her intensity coming to the plate even. So would you say it's a double and an error, right? Yeah, there's a bunt attempt right down to the Cardinals. And bunting for a single, Romanowski does it again.
And just steals second.
And she already stole.
Romanowski just took off towards second.
Yeah, crazy. And so getting over to third base. I already had her scoring, but never mind for that. Okay.
Yeah, Delaney is at third.
Right. So Romanowski's at second after yet another bunt single. And Barrow's at third, and it brings up Lauren Shepard with the Cards leading 4-2. And a called strike.
And I tell you what, I've watched Lauren Shepard play a lot of softball. These are the situations she loves to put the just nail in the coffin.
Bottom half of the sixth, 4-2 Cardinal lead. This one high in the air. Left center field, and it's going to be caught. And there's the sack fly.
Another run.
Coming in, and the Cardinals lead it now. 5-2 in the sack fly by Shepard.
Yeah, not as strong of a throw from center field that time.
So still a 5-2 lead on the fly out and the sack fly and the RBI for the Cardinals as Barrow does get in. Makes it 5-2 and Henkelman looks at a ball outside. 1-0. I can only imagine the sound on the radio and her live stream with the...
This is called home field advantage right here.
Yeah, right. 1-0 now. It's Henkelman. The ball low, 2-0.
Yeah, and softball and baseball, as you know, they're momentum sports.
Well,
this momentum is...
When you talk about it's high school. I mean, high school athletes, right? Not college or pro. And so there's a ball high, 3-0. And it's been kind of the super fans showing up here mid-game for the Cardinals.
One, if we're lucky enough to close it out here, they'll be here on Thursday.
Yep. Marshfield with an 11-1 lead, and McDonald leading across the play, 5-2, and four pitches. Hankman's aboard on the walk.
Georgia taking third. I assume they'll have somebody run for Henkelman here.
Four walks and one hit batter all over the last few innings for Gabby Stewart, and now there'll be a huddle. And again, you got Romanowski now at third base, and again, presuming we'll get the courtesy runner for Henkelman at first.
I think what happens is they're leaving her in at first. If they were to pinch run for her again, she would come out of the game. So they're just keeping her in there.
Build your dream home with Ashley Construction, the design build professional, custom home gallery at ashleyconstruction.co. And this one ripped to short. Klein's got it. Throw over to first in time for the out. But not before the Cards scored two more. Two huge insurance runs. We head to the seventh. Chahai leads it 5-2 on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Once upon a time, a young boy was guarding sheep. He grew bored and cried, wolf, wolf. The villagers all came running but found nothing.
Is your security system making you cry wolf, sending alerts for every breeze or shadow but offering little real protection? With 24/7 West Wisconsin Telecom, you get more than just alerts. Our advanced sensors and high-resolution cameras provide reliable, crystal-clear monitoring so you can protect your flock with confidence 24/7. And now an exclusive offer for all WOGO listeners, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today. And that's 2-3-1-2000.
To the seventh we go, and for visiting home and trailing Chi-Hi 5-2, it's the bottom of the order. Harper Tengblad, Caitlin Weiss, and then the top of the order, Macy Klein, the 8-9-1 hitters for Ken Stewart and his Dan Stewart and his Holman Vikings.
Yeah, it'd be real nice to have two outs going back up to the top of the order. Klein and Neunemeyer, real strong. Neunemacher, really strong hitters.
All right, so we'll be counting the outs and the strikeouts here. And Reisinger will start the seventh for the Cards. They're not going to the bullpen here. Saving Barrow maybe for later in the week. And the first ball misses.
Just missed.
Harper Tengblad has struck out both times against Reisinger, who struck out eight. Two of those have been Tengblad today. 1-0 to the sophomore right fielder. Swing and a miss, strike one. He's been solid in the field, though. Tengblad.
Absolutely. I really think other than some defensive miscues here and there, they've played some really strong defense.
1-1 pitch. Ball misses. 2-1. Cards, you know, leading 5-2 despite some defensive miscues.
Yeah, they're definitely, if they were to get the W here, they got to clean that up.
Right. 2-1 pitch to Tengblad. Fouled off. The count goes 2-2.
Now the cheering section behind us is going to get loud on two strikes here.
Told them between innings you guys are making a difference, which they loved. It's a high baseball team, and their 15-game winning streak awaiting their opponent on Thursday as Marshfield and Menominee doing battle today. Zach Slowey at the post, the manager of Menominee, a Chi-High alum. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three, and the Cards are 2 outs away from going to the sectional final after Tengblad strikes out.
It's pandemonium here at Casper Park.
So that is strikeout number 9 for Reisinger on the day.
Yeah, we'll have two more, though.
She came in with 83. She has now gone to 92 Ks on the season. And this one fouled off 0-1, Caitlin Weiss. Weiss has struck out and singled 1-for-2 in her two trips. Oh, and 1 to Weiss with Klein, the leadoff hitter on deck. A 5-2 lead. Love that insurance the Cards got in the last frame. And this one fouled off 2-2. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, customer-oriented, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Go to WheatonGrain.com for cash, bids, futures, and grading schedules. WheatonGrain.com.
Okay, key thing here, way up in the count, doesn't have to be a strike. You want to get those two outs. Heading back up to the top of the order.
Your daughter is quite the gamer, quite the competitor. 0-2 now to Caitlin Weiss. The pitch. Foul off.
Nice pitch there. Nice pitch.
Staying in front, 0-2. She has not walked anyone today. That's impressive.
I would like to see just something out of the zone here, maybe see her chase.
Place her again!
0-2. The number 9 hitter, Weiss, the pitch. Swing and a strike three, the second strike out of the line. The Cards one out away from going to the sectional final.
And As a dad that keeps track of stats here, that is Willis' 200th strikeout of her career.
Wow.
Which is pretty good because she hasn't been a full-time starter.
Here we go, Willis!
Yeah, that's for sure. So now Macy Klein, the last hope for Holman. She looks at an off-speed pitch for a college strike. The Cards two strikes away from victory.
This is a batter that Willa had circled coming into the week here. Some basketball rivalry.
All right. The 0-1 pitch to Klein. Here it is. She rips one to right field, and it's going to get in there. And Holman rushes to fire it to first, not in time. Klein able to leg that one out, so she's aboard.
Yep, that's all right there.
First single of the day for Klein, and it brings up Mackenzie Neunemacher. Again, with a three-run lead, you have to go to on deck to have the tying run even come to the plate.
Yep.
And now Jared Faraday to go, and she's signaling for Delaney Barrow for maybe that final out.
This is the more
dangerous part of the Holman lineup. Maybe not today because, you know, Reisinger has handled them well. I mean, you look at some of these. I mean, she has retired Neunemacher all three times, a sophomore second baseman. But they're going to bring in Barrow.
I did not see that coming.
To get the final out, not taking any chances here. And Coach Jared Faraday out there.
I hope this strategy here works. If it works, Jared's going to be a genius. If not, he's going to have some questions.
Willa's going to the outfield.
Yep. I think also what is happening here is I think it also gets a little stronger arm in the outfield. Willa's going to be in right field now. A little stronger arm, but she was...
Willa and for Schmidt for right, I imagine, right? Yeah. Willa typically plays right.
Yeah, so Willa's going to be in right.
And then Musser still in center, and then Barrow.
Well, kind of a strange move. I didn't necessarily see back behind between the innings. I didn't see Barrow even warming up.
Yeah. Well, let's see how they do it. And so it is going to be Taylor Schmidt going to left field. Okay, so that's what. And
well, let's just get a one pitch out here and be done with all this.
Schmidt in left, Musser in center, Willa Reisinger in right, Delaney Barrow, who's been such a good relief pitcher.
Yep.
And there's the first one, strike one to Mackenzie Neunemacher. Neunemacher has popped out to short, grounded out to third, and thrown out to right. She's 0 for 3 on the day against Reisinger. The Cards two strikes away from victory. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Are the Holman Vikings.
And I tell you what, even looking out in right field, there's nobody more fired up right now than Willa. She wants it for the team.
The 0-2 pitch from Barrow. Here it is. And she rips off to left field. And Schmidt comes in on it. And it's going to be runners at first and second now. So the single for Neunemacher brings up the tying run in Kaylee Mosser, a junior first baseman. So it's runners at first and second.
It's getting dicey here,
and
Mark.
The tying run in Kaylee Mosser. And Holman knows their season down to one final out. The fastball from Barrow is a call strike.
Yeah, I think that last pitch from, Barrow giving up the hit there, just too good on 0-2.
Yeah, that's a good assessment there. 0-1 pitch hit in the air to center field. Mosser underneath it, and she makes the catch.
Hey!
On the road to Madison on WOTO Sports. We'll take a break. When we come back, the post-game show. Stick around for the post-class post-game show as Chahai wins it 5-2 over Holman. This is Chahai Softball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
At Fries Financial Group, we work with clients to understand their life goals by helping build a definable and measurable path towards financial freedom. Our mission is to help make lives better, clients, team, and community by optimizing true wealth.
We are proud to support the Chi High softball team and their run to the playoffs this season. Go Lady Cards! Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Reese Financial Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
When it comes to achieving excellence on every project, there's nothing better than partnering with professionals who share your commitment to quality and community. At ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, we're proud to work side-by-side with the dedicated contractors who build, repair, and enhance the spaces that make Chippewa Falls a great place to call home. Whether you're looking for dependable material specializing in roofing, siding, and windows, or simply want friendly, reliable service, our knowledgeable team is ready to help. Ask your contractor to stop by and see how ABC Supply Chippewa Falls can support your next project with confidence.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
This June Dairy Month, Gibson's Water Care would like to thank all the farmers in the area for all the products you furnish on our dinner tables. Did you know Gibson's can provide water systems for dairy and beef cows for better health and production? If your cows aren't happy, call the experts at Gibson's Water Care. Locally owned, American-made products. Affordable options with no long-term contracts. Go online to GibsonsWaterCare.com for your free in-home or barn water analysis.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Chi High, your winner in this sectional semifinal, and moving on to Thursday or whenever that sectional final will be played. Welcome to the Postclass Postgame Show, brought to you by Postglass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Lucas Reisinger, an exciting, hard-fought game. Chi High comes out on top 5-2 over Holman.
Yeah, I think really the key here at the end of this game was the energy coming from the crowd. You could sense the players really feeding off of that and pushed in some runs at the end and closed it out at the end.
Just to give you an idea, Marshfield scored 9 runs in the first against River Falls. The Wildcats with 6 errors at Marshfield. Marshfield was leading 11-1 at last word, and that is a team that Chi High split with this season going back to... April 10th, so you go back almost 2 months when Chi High lost 3-2 and then beat them 5-0 on the same Friday.
Yeah, and that was a game, the 3-2 game was a loss right in the last inning there. They gave up the runs.
And so...
So Marshfield did win 11-1.
Okay.
So we'll be playing them for a chance to head down to... Madison.
That's right. And so again, it's due to be Thursday here at Casper Park. However, how that goes, we'll have to wait and see based on the forecast. But in this contest, Chi High got the first run with Georgia Romanowski scoring it in the third inning. And again, her 36th run of the year, got number 37 in the fifth. The Cards won in the third, 2 in the fifth, and 2 more in the sixth, as Chelsea Sikora, the co-head coach, joining us now. And Coach, congratulations on winning this sectional game, and on to the sectional final, one game away from going to state.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this is a fun game against a really competitive Holman team. So, I mean, yeah, being this deep in the playoff season is always fun.
defensively, you know, we can talk about winning the game and such, but defensively going into the next game, maybe have to clean that up a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. A few little miscues here, but in, you know, like as you get deeper in the playoffs, nerves kind of amp up a little bit and your muscles don't always do what you want them to. So I think they did a nice job playing through that. And again, a couple little clunky things that happened, but it didn't unravel into something bigger. And I think that shows a lot of discipline and physical ability and mental ability.
But the big thing, I think people, even in Jared in the pregame, and we've been saying, boy, the pitching, the fielding, everything for this team. The big question mark has been the hitting, and you guys put another 5 runs on the board.
Absolutely, and I mean, she was a tricky pitcher to hit, and they're a tough defense to score runs on. I mean, their center fielder had a phenomenal catch on Willow's ball. That would have been 2 more runs.
Mm-hmm. That was.
But I mean, they make great plays. Their shortstop covers ground as good as anybody. And then their pitcher just keeps it off the middle of the plate, kind of keeps you guessing. So putting up 5 runs, I mean, this is a Holman team that beat Toma and has beat some good teams.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. To put 5 runs across a good defense of theirs, that's great.
And so now the test is whether it's Thursday, Friday, or whenever we can find some place to play. Marshfield's your opponent, an 11-1 win over River Falls today.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw Marshfield way early in the season. Obviously, we're both different teams than we were from game 2. But, yeah, I think, you know, we've put ourselves in a great position, and it's an honor to play in a sectional final game. And softball's a fickle sport, so you just go out there, you give it your all, and let the balls fall where they do.
How about this crowd tonight?
Yeah, this is great. I mean, for our community as a whole, having both games being played, having the radio at both games, and having people show up, obviously, on a beautiful day to be out at the softball diamond. Yeah, it's just so great to feel the support and love from our community. It's really awesome.
We don't want to take the pitching for granted because Willa Reisinger today, 10 strikeouts, no walks. And Delaney Barrow comes in after giving up a hit, gets the final out.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, Willa did a phenomenal job. And, you know, we've had issues in the seventh inning just throughout our year. So we're like, you know what, let's just switch it up. Willa didn't do anything wrong. I mean, giving up a hit to their leadoff, I think about every mm-hmm. pitcher in the state probably has done that. So, you know, we're just like, you know what, we're going to switch it up. We're going to give it a new look. Seeing a pitcher for the third time always is a bigger challenge for the pitcher. So having Delaney come there and there and just be a new look is just an advantage. And she's really gutsy like that. And you know, and I think that's what makes us a dynamic team is we've got depth and we've got the ability to do things like that.
As great as this game of softball is, to go ahead and be able to play it for such a meaningful game, the sectional championship and the right to go to Madison, that makes it that much more wonderful, right?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you put yourself in a situation like this, it's fun. And it's just it's fun to see the hard work of these girls pay off, and they deserve it.
You guys split with the Tigers on April 10th. We'll decide it whether Thursday, Friday, or whenever we're able to play Chelsea Secor. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for being here. We love having you.
All right. Congratulations. Yeah. It's the victory for the Cards in this one today. And we need to take another break here in the post-class post-game show. Stay tuned. More coming up, including the Fiber Fast plays of the game. You don't want to miss that. This is Chi High Softball.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Building a custom home should be exciting, not overwhelming. At Ashley Construction, we make the process seamless and enjoyable. From 3D drafting and design to financial transparency and expert guidance, we take the stress out of building your dream home. A fun and rewarding building experience combined with innovative processes and the latest technology empowers our talented team of experts to create high-quality custom homes that reflect your unique vision and lifestyle. Enjoy the full experience right here in the Chippewa Valley with Ashley Construction, your design-build professionals.
It may work for horseshoes and hand grenades, But sometimes close enough isn't good enough, especially when you need a boundary surveyed on your property. So call Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying. State licensed and fully insured, they can handle residential, commercial, and government land surveying with the very latest surveying equipment and mapping software. Call owner Jason Heese at 715-720-4000. Get it done right. Heese, Loken & Associates, LLC, Professional Land Surveying.
River Country Co-op's got game, and they're bringing mad deals to you. Download the River Country Co-op app and save money every day at any of our 18 Cenex locations. Knock one out of the park with 5 cents off gasoline every Tuesday. Don't forget to fill up at our Spirit Pump, where a percentage of every sale goes toward our Chippewa Valley Athletics. Cover your bases with our fertilizer, grass seed, and other agricultural products. River Country Co-op, proud sponsors of our Chippewa Valley Athletics since 1948.
Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport, a family-run, full-service grain elevator and trucking company. Over 30 trucks dispatched throughout the Midwest every day. Customer-oriented and family-run. Wheaton Grain Incorporated and Chippewa Valley Grain Transport is here to serve you in both Chippewa Falls and Connersville. Go to wheatongrain.com for cash bids, futures, and grading schedules. And get more done every day by downloading their new mobile app. Learn more at wheatongrain.com.
For generations, Christo Orthodontics has been giving the Chippewa Valley something to smile about, and that tradition continues today. With Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille, you'll find the same trusted care, now with a fresh, modern approach to orthodontics for all ages. From your child's first visit to your own smile transformation, Christo Orthodontics is here to make every step comfortable, convenient, and confident. Christo Orthodontics, where Dr. Grace and Dr. Camille continue to give the Chippewa Valley something to smile about. Schedule your free consultation today at Christo Orthodontics.
When you're dealing with one of life's biggest financial decisions, you deserve a trusted expert, not just an agent. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I've lived here my whole life and served this community as a realtor for over 26 years. I'd be honored to help with your next home sale or purchase. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors are names you know, names you trust, right here in our community. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
The post-class post-game show as Chahai, the winner, 5-2 over Holman, advancing to the sectional final against Marshfield. The Tigers, an 11-1 win over River Falls today. McDonald across the way in our doubleheader sectional contest semifinal, leading Augusta 11-3 in the, you said top of the sixth? Top of the sixth right now with Augusta at the plate. Post-glass post-game show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. Chai winning it 5-2 again today. We told you for the Cardinals, getting one run in the third, scored by Georgia Romanowski, and then in the fifth, they had a runner on in the fourth, couldn't do anything, but scored two more in the fifth inning. An RBI from Lauren Shepard on a double, and also a sack fly from Laney Henkelman. And then coming up with two more in the sixth inning, Vienna Sutherland had been hit by a pitch, and so her courtesy runner scoring, I think Musser, and then also Delaney Barrows scoring, and the Cardinals holding on and winning it 5-2. Let's get to the Fiber Fast Plays of the Game, brought to you by 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom help you protect your home or business with a clear, monitored home security system. Plus, for WDOGO sports listeners only, a free camera with each alarm system. Call the experts today at 231-2000 or visit WWT.net. Let's listen. Freshman Whitney Stewart in the seventh spot against the senior Willa Reisiger. The pitch. It's a ground ball to short. Romanowski's got it. Throw over to first. It's in time to Henkelman for the out, and the Cards get out of it in the second. 1-2, and Reisiger rips it to center field. Long run, and it's over the head of the center fielder, and she's going to have to chase it down, and Reisiger into second, sliding with a double for the Cardinals to lead off the second inning. McKenna McHugh getting it in there, but McHugh tried to judge it, but Reisiger ripped it. Amundson, deal one. Swing and a miss, strike two. So Willis really challenging him at So far, Tengblad coming up empty in the first two swings.
Yeah, just overmatching them with speed right now. I think they're going to probably stick with it.
Willa, 0-2 to start the top of the third. Swing and a miss, strike three, three pitches, and retires Harper Tengblad here in the top of the first. Gone from rallied back from 0-2 to battle. Willa here, as good as anybody. 3-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Willa's second strikeout of the third inning. The 2-2 pitch. In the air, right field, down the line, slicing, slicing, and chasing, and the catch is made out there by the Cardinal right fielder, Taylor Schmidt.
Wow.
For Taylor Schmidt to end the inning on a tremendous catch in foul territory.
Yeah.
And hits one to right center field. The sophomore gives it a ride, and it's going to get in there. And heading towards second, and now she'll think better of it and get back to first. So the sophomore, Sutherland, stepping in. And again, she was a great hitter at JV. And how about that from Sutherland?
Yeah, quite possibly the best hitter on JV, coming in and making her presence known.
Vienna Sutherland in the designated player role today, stepping up. Good at-bats for her for the Cardinals heading into the sectional final. First and second, two outs. And this one, she rips a single to left center field, and the Cardinals looking at their first run. Here's a throw, and Chahai leads it 1-0. The single by Hankelman delivers the run, and the Cardinals score as Romanowski scores from second base.
What a clutch hit. Great job, lady.
So the Cardinals getting their first run, going on top, and for a while looked like maybe would that be the game-winning run.
Change.
Proved they needed more today. Gabby Stewart and her sister Whitney. Gabby a senior, Whitney a freshman. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. There's another K for Reisinger, her fourth of the day, as she gets Euler here in the middle of the fourth. On deck, the 3-2 pitch. And a call, strike three, and Reisinger blows her tire, and the Cardinals get out of the jam here in the top of the fourth as Holman. And Reisinger with 10 strikeouts on the day, some of those making up our fiber-fast plays of the game. The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. So the strikeout for Reisinger, important with the runner at second here, and there's the first out for the Cardinals. A mixture of strikeouts from Reisinger and also offensive production for the Cards in our fiber-fast
plays of this
game. The strength of this Cardinal, the core of their lineup and their offensive production. The 3-1 pitch. She looks at ball four. Romanowski's aboard with the second walk of the day. And behind it as a catcher. And she rips one to center field, and that's going to go
on. Oh, off the wall.
Off the wall, and Romanowski charging it up.
We got a run.
He's running for home, and there she's in. The Cardinals got the lead. The ball gets by third, and Shepard's able to win to third base.
That ball was lasered off the wall.
She was frustrated she didn't get the first one, and so the next one, she just hammered it. Lauren Shepard, big RBI right there for the Cards. 2-1 Cardinals grabbing the lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Hankelman in the air to right center field. Long run, and the catch by the right fielder, Tengblad, and there's the throw and the tag, and the run is safe, and she throws the ball, and then she'll take the play. Wow, what a crazy play.
They're testing those outfield arms, but again, we see the center fielder had a cannon before. Right field, Tengblad, she was out by a mile.
Tengblad threw it in, got it into Emily Euler. The tag was on, but then the ball was dropped. Euler went after the ball to try to tag, and then the Cardinal runner, Custer, went back and made sure she got home plate. It's an ace reliever, that's for sure. 2-0. In all my softball days, one here on WOGO Sports. Swing and a miss, and she gets the strikeout. The seventh of the day for Reisinger to lead off the sixth inning for the standing. 1-0 pitch to the cleanup hitter, Euler. She hits one in the air. Shallow center field, giving chase Romanowski, and it's going to be caught by Musser for out number two here in the top half of the sixth inning. Half of the sixth. Chi-High boys baseball team has appeared mid-game to amp up the noise.
Outsider.
In the middle of six on WOGO Sports. After this one.
Yep.
Owen Thompson rips it pretty well to left center field, and it's going to hit the barrel.
Oh, got fire.
Got fire.
It got fire.
Around third base. Headed for
she's in.
And the Cardinals lead it 4-2. All right, as Chai High is able to get Musser all the way around the base from first on the wonderful hit by the Lady Barrel. At the 6-4-2 Cardinal lead. This one high in the air. Left center field, and it's going to be caught. And there's the sack fly.
Another run.
Coming in, and the Cardinals lead it now. 5-2 in the sack fly by Shepard. 24-7, five or fast plays of the game. A couple more here for you in this Chai High win today. 2-2 pitch. Called strike three, and the Cards are 2 outs away from going to the sectional final after Tangblad strikes out. And so Delaney Barrow was called upon after Reisinger gave up a hit to the leadoff hitter for the Holman Vikings. And Barrow, after giving up a hit, was able to induce the final out. A good assessment there. 0-1 pitch hit in the air to center field. Musser underneath it, and she makes the catch.
Hey!
The Cardinals win 5-2. Chai High beats Holman. Here comes Chai High to the sectional championship on the road to Madison on WOGO Sports. And so Chai High wins it today by a score of 5-2 over Holman. We'll take our final break and come back with a final thought, check of the WOGO Sports calendar, and look at some of the results from today. McDonald leading and looking to close things off. We'll see if we can get a final score on that one. McDonald and Augusta, that D4 sectional final on WOGO Sports.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini-golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin, and online at ghr-ec.com.
When you're dealing with one of life's biggest financial decisions, you deserve a trusted expert, not just an agent. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. I've lived here my whole life and served this community as a realtor for over 26 years. I'd be honored to help with your next home sale or purchase. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors are names you know, names you trust, right here in our community. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini-golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
MetropolisResort.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Rely on Grace Home Respiratory in Altoona and Baldwin when you need your home medical supplies and equipment. With 24/7 on-call service, Grace Home Respiratory has dedicated, experienced staff to help you when you need it most, improving your quality of life. Call Grace Home Respiratory, 715-832-RESP, your local connection for home medical equipment, service, and supplies in Altoona and Baldwin. And online at ghr-ec.com.
Post-Glass post-game show on WOGO. Post-Glass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We have a final tie winning it over Holman. They go to the Cards go to 19-8 with a 5-2 win. And that sets them up to face Marshfield in the Division I sectional final, slated for Thursday, but again, the forecast a little sketchy. Lucas mentioned something like maybe it'd be tomorrow. Who knows? I'm not saying anything. I just know tomorrow looks like the weather okay. So meantime, we can tell you McDonnell advances with 11-3 victory over Augusta. That also on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel, and we'll go on Facebook today as they, I'm sure, are in their post game. And again, Marshfield earlier eliminating River Falls, beating them 11-1. And also, as far as the boys, I mean, we're waiting to see in terms of the result of Menominee and Marshfield in baseball today. But the winner of that game due to face Chi-Hi on Thursday. Again, you never know if that would be shifted earlier. But that also for the regional final, the Cards riding a 15-game winning streak. Many of them here cheering very loudly. And talking to Carter, our video producer, who himself just graduated from high school, is like, wow, that really amped up the atmosphere for that contest here today. And also, again, our commitment to both of these softball teams, Chai and McDonald, and then also as whenever we can pick up the boys' baseball team, hoping to do that as well. With sectionals all in one day, should Chai get there next week. Let's take our final break. Come back with a final word after this. This is Chai Softball.
When you're dealing with one of life's biggest financial decisions, you deserve a trusted expert, not just an agent. I'm Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. I've lived here my whole life and served this community as a realtor for over 26 years. I'd be honored to help with your next home sale or purchase. Holly Bovey and Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors are names you know, names you trust, right here in our community. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or visit hollybovey.com.
Looking for something fun to do right here in Eau Claire? Head to Metropolis Resort, where the fun never stops. Visit Action City and play over 100 arcade games, race go-karts, jump in the trampoline park, or challenge your friends to a round of mini-golf. Stop by Chaos Water Park for relaxing river rides and thrilling water slides. Planning a birthday party? Easy packages, dedicated party hosts, and a day filled with fun that your kids won't forget. Plan your next party at MetropolisResort.com.
Chai winning it in softball 5-2, and now their next opponent is Marshfield, and again slated for Thursday, but whenever it is, we'll have it for you here on WOGO Sports, both on FM 103.1 AM 680, WOGO Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Wogo.com, and of course the live video stream on our Wogo Sports YouTube channel. And keeping our eye on McDonald softball as well as they advance to the sectional final in D4. Again, Chai's opponent, Marshfield, they split with them earlier, losing 3-2 and winning, shutting out Marshfield. But that was April 10th, almost 2 months ago. So, again, the Cards surviving without Allie Geist today. She was away at Skills USA in Atlanta, but making do and coming out on top 5-2. Our thanks to our color analyst Lucas Reisinger, for our video producer Carter Jagger, and our radio producer Trayton Hoym. I'm Mark Halverson, thanking you for listening, for watching. Again, extra thanks to Carter for helping us get that video stream back after the heat took it out here for a bit. The Cardinals, 19-8, looking to get to state. One more win they've got to accomplish to get there, and it'll have to be over the Marshfield Tigers. Thanks so much for listening and watching. The preceding has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO's coverage of the Cards brought to you by Maurer Sperry Insurance, Gibson's Water Care, ABC Supply Chippewa Falls, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Wheaton Grain Incorporated, Chippewa Valley Insulation and Exteriors, Bargain City Superstore, the Medicine Shop of Chippewa Falls and Menominee, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, White City Glass, Royal Credit Union, Grace Home Respiratory, Wiersgala Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Stelter Incorporated, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Red Cedar Speedway, Northwestern Bank, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. This has been Chi High Softball, a presentation of WOGO. We now return you to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.